a warm welcome along to the Euro Assist, brought to you in association with freesupertips.com, as we look forward to the second legs of the Champions League semi-final ties, which take place in midweek. I'm Warren Ashurst, and I'm delighted to say I've been joined once again by Jack Ogilvie to look ahead to this week's big two matches. And all four tips came in last week in the first leg, so we're hoping for more success this time around. And we'll start off, as ever, with a match on Tuesday, May the 5th. It is Arsenal against Atletico Madrid at the Emirates. An 8 o'clock kickoff with these two teams, of course, all square at 1-1 after the first leg. As far as the odds are concerned, well, for a full-time 90-minute result, Arsenal 8-13 to claim the win, Atletico 17-4, and the draw 3-1. And to qualify, Arsenal as short as 3-10 with Atletico Madrid 12-5. Before we get into the second leg in more detail, Jack, just give us your thoughts a little bit on how you felt the first leg went, and probably a little bit similar to what we'd thought last week prior to the game.
Yeah, well, we thought it was going to be more exciting than a lot of other people, I think. And it was end-to-end stuff, wasn't it? Atletico won the shot count 19-10. They had an effort off the woodwork as well for Antoine Griezmann. But I thought, actually, Arsenal could probably feel hard done by that Eberechiese penalty being ruled out by VAR. Of course, both sides scored a penalty. But Danny McAlay, the Dutch referee, is one of those who usually sticks by his guns. And if I'm honest, once you gave it, I couldn't see him change his mind even after VAR got involved. And I still see the replays. I look back at the highlights last night, and I think the Gunners can feel really hard done by that decision. But the tie is evenly poised, but their home record, it's been fabulous, hasn't it, in this season's Champions League. And in general, they've only lost one of the last 24 at home in the European competition in the Emirates. However, that did come in last season's semi-finals against Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, it did indeed. And Atletico will probably be taking heed of that as well. I think we said before the first leg last week that probably both managers will be relatively happy with a draw to take to the second leg. Let's focus firstly on Arsenal. Confidence boosting win over Fulham at the weekend by 3-0. I think it's fair to say, Jack, they're probably in a better place from a confidence and morale perspective than they were ahead of the first leg.
Yeah, I think so. When you look at their recent results and performances, in the spring they've been in pretty much grinding mode, haven't they? But against Fulham, I thought they were far more expressive, far more flamboyant and confident, and far more efficient as well in front of goal. They got those 3 goals. I think confidence will be in a good place for Mikel Arteta's men after that performance.
Yeah, I do think as well, sometimes an injury, at the time, you might look at it being a big setback, but it actually may well work in your favour. And I just wonder where that Kai Havertz injury is actually probably not a bad thing for Mikel Arteta, because Victor Gyökeres has come in and over the last couple of games has maybe gone up a gear, I think, to what he was earlier in the season. He scored twice, of course, against Fulham on Saturday, scored in the first leg as well, and he could have a significant role to play here.
Yeah, perhaps. I think too much was made out of Havertz starting against Manchester City at the Etihad. And Gyökeres, it was always going to be difficult coming back into English football. Had a brilliant time in Portugal, but had to get used to a totally different style of play, I think, with Arsenal. But all the early criticisms overshadowed a quietly impressive first season with the Gunners. He's now up to 25 goals for club and country this season, which is a lot to be said for. He scored in the first leg for the penalty spot. And my tip is actually Victor Gyökeres to score at 7-5 in this game. He just strikes the ball so well. And I think, like last week, there's going to be a lot of balls dropping the box and second balls and things like that. And if he can put his foot for it, Jan Oblak's going to have a real time trying to keep it out.
Yeah, looking at Atletico, 2-0 win at Valencia at the weekend, but they pretty much rested everyone who was going to be involved in this game and those that were involved in the first leg as well. Few question marks at the moment, fitness-wise, over Julian Alvarez. Got an ankle problem, which he made worse, I think, in the first leg against Arsenal. How important, Jack, is he going to be? If he's going to play some part, you feel that Atletico have got a far better chance?
Yeah, I think he is going to play, isn't he? I think they've been wrapping up in Cotton Wool. I know he was a doubt maybe that knock for the first leg, definitely didn't play at the weekend, did he? But I think he'll be ready. I think it's also interesting the way that Diego Simeone will use his bench. Alexander Sorloth didn't make it off the bench for his usual half-hour cameo due to a knock, but the feeling is, having also missed out the game against Valencia, that he will be fit. So that just provides a different option for the final half-hour when potentially Atletico Madrid are going to be trying to whip it into the box and pile some pressure on.
Yeah, how Diego Simeone decided even to rest Jan Oblak for the weekend as well. So everybody fully fresh in the Atletico squad going into Tuesday's game. We've heard Jack's thoughts on his best bet for this game. I'm going to go with, well, a penalty to be given in this match. Now, there was two, of course, in the first leg at the Metropolitano, and you could and probably should, as Jack's already alluded to, been three, bearing in mind Arsenal were given it on the pitch, but VAR asked the referee to have another look at it. Arsenal have had eight penalties this season across all competitions. Atletico have had six. Alvarez, by the way, has taken all six of those penalties. Arsenal have had different penalty takers throughout the season. But I just think at 13-8, it wouldn't surprise me at all that another penalty was given in the second leg. I think in terms of the first leg, I thought Atletico showed they can be got at defensively. They look clumsy at times. I thought the two centre-backs on occasions. Arsenal have to play on the front foot, in my opinion, have a real go from the start. And if they do that, then they probably will have too much for the Spanish side and will probably go through. But as I say, I'm kind of edging my bets a little bit in terms of the best bet with that penalty to be given at 13-8. We'd like to give you a bet builder, of course, for both of these semi-finals as well. And it's my task to give a bet builder for this one. And the three legs for this, Bukayo Saka to score or assist is the first of those legs. Back to fitness now, of course. Got a goal and an assist against Fulham at the weekend. Looks like he could be key to Arsenal's chances of getting through to the final. The second leg, Giuliano Simeone to be booked. He's committed 15 fouls in European competition this term and has got two yellow cards along the way. Did pick up a knock in that first leg of the semi-final. And I think he was at times kind of trying to rush into challenges and rush into positions that maybe he didn't need to be. And there's an opportunity, I think, for him to pick up another caution in the second leg. And in the third leg, I'm going to go with Victor Gyökeres to have 2+ shots. Scored, of course, in that first leg from the spot. I had 4 shots in the win over Fulham on Saturday. And as Jack's already suggested, he could have a key role again to play on Tuesday night. So that pays 5-1, the bet builder. Just a reminder of the legs. Bukayo Saka to score or assist. Giuliano Simeone to be booked. And Victor Gyökeres to have 2+ shots on the evening. Time now to turn our attentions to Wednesday's second semi-final and the second leg of the clash between Bayern Munich and PSG. What a game in the first match in the French capital. PSG, the defending champions, take a 5-4 advantage into the second leg. Let's look at the first leg first, Jack, before we look at the two teams in focus. And well, what more can you say other than an absolute classic? We thought it would be goals and entertainment, and it delivered on all counts.
Yeah, record breaker, wasn't it? 5 goals in the first half. First time that's happened in a Champions League semi-final, and 9 goals in total. The first time that's happened in the Champions League semi-final as well. It was a fabulous game. A real advert for football. I think we, in this country, we watch a lot of Premier League, and it's almost sometimes like watching basketball in terms of teams get the ball, but then everyone gets back in their shape and they go backwards first to go forwards. It wasn't like that at the Parc des Princes. Every player on that field, it seemed their first instinct was to go forward, and it was an incredible game. I was absolutely shattered after watching it, and I just can't wait for Wednesday night.
Well, the bookmakers don't know how to call this one, not surprisingly, because both teams are 10-11 to qualify. In terms of the 90 minutes odds, Bayern Munich 8-13 to claim the win, PSG 29-10, and the draw 17-4. Now, we mentioned earlier that Atletico made a raft of changes for their La Liga game at the weekend. It was a similar situation for Bayern in their 3-3 draw in the Bundesliga. Can you believe there's been as many as 22 goals across their last 3 matches for Vincent Kompany's men? Not too much in the way of team news, Jack. I don't think there's going to be much different from Bayern. We knew that Serge Gnabry was out already. it would be a surprise to see anything other than a front three of Olise, Kane and Diaz, I think, again this time around.
Yeah, I forgot how good Luis Diaz was until I saw him again last week. I thought he was incredible in the first game. And with no Serge Gnabry to run beyond Harry Kane, Diaz really came into his own. Marquinhos picked up a yellow card for fouling. He got a goal as well. What more? He was just fantastic, Luis Diaz.
Yeah, it was absolutely sensational. The way he took his goal as well, phenomenal. And let's give some credit as well to the ball over the top from Harry Kane, who played an unbelievable pass to allow Diaz to get through. In terms of PSG, 2-2 at home to Lorient at the weekend. Again, I don't think we can read too much into that, but there is big news in terms of injuries because Hakimi is going to be missing because of a hamstring problem. Backup goalkeeper Lucas Chevalier is also out due to a thigh injury, but it's Hakimi who's going to be the biggest miss, you'd say, Jack, across it, and it means that they're going to have a sort of makeshift right-back in place.
Yeah, well, Hakimi was a doubt going into the first leg, and it was that thigh injury that keeps him out of this one. I'm not quite sure if we're going to see him again for the rest of the season. It means that Warren Zaire-Emery is going to play at right-back. Luis Enrique's all but confirmed that. He has played right-back, left-back this season as well, but midfield is his preferred position. He played really well there, I thought, at the Parc des Princes. But yeah, he's going to drop to right-back by the looks of it. And, well, over or two or more fouls from him is going to be my selection. That's at 13-8. He started the game last week with an early foul. And Luis Diaz is ticking along with a foul per 94 minutes in this competition. But with him out of position, I think A, he'll look to get into Diaz early. And B, he might find himself in a spot where he's out of position and evasive action might be required. So two or more fouls at 13-8 is my pick for Warren Zaire-Emery in this game.
Yeah, I think Zaire-Emery was impressive in midfield when he came in against Liverpool in the quarterfinals. But I think he's going to have a real tough task on his hand playing out of position to try and keep Bayern Munich at arm's length. My best bet for this game is Bayern over 8.5 shots on target, because I'm expecting another belter, I have to say, in terms of just teams going at each other. You can actually get evens for Bayern having over 8.5 shots on target. They had 10 shots at the Parc des Princes, and 8 of those were on target in the first leg. 12 shots in total in their 3-3 draw with Heidenheim at the weekend, and they've now scored 116 goals in 32 league games so far this season. A phenomenal record. And I know, yes, it's a step up from the Bundesliga to play defending champions PSG, but I just expect them to play in the same way. They only know one way, both of these teams, to play, and that's to go and try and score goals and win games. As I say, I think that's a pretty reasonable price of evens for over 8.5 shots on target. We are going to give you another bet builder as well for the second semi-final. Jack's been given the task of giving us the three legs for this one. And where are we starting here, Jack?
Well, I'm expecting entertainment as well. I'm going both teams to score for the first leg. Of course, it's landed in both seasons this meeting, both meetings this season. Bayern having won 2-1 in Paris in the league phase as well. Both played out really exciting score draws at the weekend. So both teams scores the first leg. I'm also going to go for Luis Diaz. 2+ fouls won. He was fouled 4 times last week, and that situation with Zaire-Emery suggests that he will be in the thick of things once again. I also fancy João Neves to have a header on target. He scored with a header last week. He's a bit of a trick play, the Portuguese. He's not very tall, but they often use him from set pieces, like last week, running from the back post to the near and trying to get flick-ons that way. So both teams score. Luis Diaz 2+ fouls won, and João Neves to have a header on target. That's 25-1, that three-leg bet builder.
Big, big bet builder for you then for Bayern Munich against PSG. Jack, just finally put you on the spot. I'm going to do the same as well, but who are we calling for the final?
I think Arsenal are going to do it off against Atletico Madrid. I thought Atletico's opportunity was in the first leg, and there of any of the teams pretty much in the quarterfinals, I thought home advantage in the second leg was going to be a big thing for them. They're on the road in the second leg this time around. I think Arsenal are going to scrape through, and deservedly so, I have to say as well. The second game, Bayern Munich are going to win 3-1. So it's going to be a Bayern v Arsenal final.
I happen to agree with you. I think it will be Bayern against Arsenal in the final as well. In terms of the prices, by the way, to win out right now, Bayern Munich and PSG, both 2-1, strong favourites to go on and lift the trophy. Arsenal 9-4 and Atletico Madrid 8-1. So, well, two cracking semi-finals to look forward to again in midweek. Very difficult to call, but there should be entertainment across the board. A big thanks to Jack for his efforts once again this week. Don't forget, of course, to like, subscribe and comment on the Racing Post YouTube channel. The domestic version of The Assist will be back on Thursday with more Premier League action, of course, to preview as we get towards the end of the season. In the meantime, enjoy your midweek European football. And as ever, please remember to gamble responsibly. Ah!